Hi, everyone. Where are you going? This is Isologic Radio. I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland. Are you running off to take your vitamin C? Or maybe it's your oil of oregano? Or how about drinking maybe a quarter of a teaspoon of salt in water? Or you're out to get your baking soda, tablespoon, once a day? These are simple home remedies that you can use to help yourself stay healthy, to avoid the flu, maybe to combat infection. All of these wonderful things are available, and they are in our kitchen. They're there to help our animals and help ourselves. In a minute's time, you can change the alkalinity of your body. It's simple. First of all, just take a breath and go, Slow down your energy. Don't rush through the day. And then find something natural, something that's not acidic, something that holds an ancient history of healing the body that you live in. And while you're doing this, you can look at your animals and go, I wonder if my dog would like a vitamin C capsule. I don't know. I can only explain that my experiences say that, yes, dogs like vitamin C and avocado pear and bananas and all of these amazing things that offer them natural resources and energy. Now, your dog may not like what my dog likes. Our dogs are organic. They don't get chemical wormers or a lot of vaccines. They're natural. They eat bones every day, raw meat. They get vitamins and minerals. And when I need to, I will give them a capsule of oil of oregano to help them clear out their digestive tract to make sure they don't have any parasites or diseases that are trying to set up shop. And one day, I was eating an orange, and my blue healer, Jordan, walked in and said, "Hey, guess what? I think I'd like your orange, too." And I was like, "Excuse me? You're a dog. You're supposed to eat meat. Bones." She said, "No, I also like eating oranges." And I gave her a section of orange, and to my absolute surprise, she gulped it down. And she looked at me and had big sparkling brown eyes and said, "Hey, guess what? I'd like another piece." So the two of us sat there eating oranges together. And now I have to watch her, because when I pull out an orange, it's not I get to eat the orange, but she wants one for herself. So dogs enjoy what they don't get in their diet. And for some reason, she wasn't getting enough vitamin C. When you watch animals out in the wild, like deer, or maybe horses in the field, you start to watch where they graze and what they eat and what time of year they're eating it. It's very interesting, because right now we're between the end of January going into February. And this is the point of the year when things that are low on energy decide whether they're going to live another cycle or they're going to fade. And so the animals run out and they try to find the things to replace green. You see out in the fields where there's snow, or the grass is not green, the horses, the deer, the sheep, the goats, they don't get Aphidophilus, that gut-balancing bacteria that we find in yogurt. Yes, chlorophyll. All of these things come from the green grass, and they support the acid buildup in the animal's body. So if the animal has a state of disease and he's too acidic, he's going to look for something that's either an antioxidant or something to rebalance his pH system. And when that happens, he's able to take in the energy, the harmonics from his natural environment. And these harmonics are what stimulate and drive the regenerative process of the body's medical system called homeostasis. Now just think, horses, goats, deer, cows, so all the grass eaters will go out and try to find something that has vitamin C. So it's interesting to watch. If you have wild roses, we have a run of beautiful wild rose vines that run across our fields. And in the wintertime, the horses purposely go over and nip off the rose hips, the buds, the place where the energy is stored from the sun. Or deer in the deep snow will make their way over to the pine groves and the spruce bushes, and they'll nibble on the needles. Yes, vitamin C is found in the carnivorous trees. Oh, vitamin C, nature's antioxidant, the thing that helps to clear the body. Just think, if you could take in all the energy around you and use it to replace all the broken parts, all the damaged cells, all the pieces that have gotten old faster than what it could happen. I would rather suggest that there's a process that's based on eternal life. And when we're dealing with our animals, I think a lot of us wish and hope and pray for them to have eternal life. And yet, we kind of contradict that whole idea when we put them in environments where they don't have natural resources. They can't rebalance their digestive tract. They're dependent on the canned dog food, the kibble. Yes, all those pre-purchased, manufactured things, when they're cooked, they lose their life. And for some reason, we're told that animals like to eat cooked food. But what if that's not true? What if animals actually like eating raw food? My dogs, yes, I give them freeze-dried meat, but man, oh man, do they ever like their bones. Yes. And my horses? Well, they eat their hay. They actually like their hay, and in some cases, they like their hay more than they like their grain. So, things are not always the way we think they are. And maybe animals reflect a better way of thinking if we would just watch them in their natural state. Maybe they're leading a path back to the natural way that the energetic human being used to be. It's an interesting discussion. I hope you stay tuned, because you see, I have a lot more to say. Hey, this is Isologic Radio. And if you like what you hear, you can reach out and email me at esologicradio@gmail.com. Until I get a whole bunch, I'll still be answering them in person. No secretaries, just personally me. Take a breath and let's go and take a break. just go, mmm. Sit still. Sink down into who you are. Take a deep breath. In your mind, just say to yourself, I feel compassion. I feel compassion in my heart. I can feel compassion for all those around me. I love myself. And I love all those around me as if they are myself. Take another deep breath and sink in and go deep and listen to my thoughts. I'm not here to tell you what to do, but maybe to stir your mind and let you understand that there's more than one point of view about life. You see, we live in a world of the physical, the push, the shove, the stress, the I wants and the I needs, and the poor me, and the what's the matter with you, and why aren't you doing this, and why aren't you conforming? Take a breath. Sink in. Let it all go. You see, those are reflections of a system that right now is out of balance. The same system that we ask our animals to live and work in. The same system that when we come home from work, when we sit on the couch with our cat or our dog, or when we get out of the car and rush to the barn and catch our horse. These are the same stressors that we reflect back onto the lives of our pets. Yeah. You see, everything is a reflection. It's a upside down reflection. Like standing on the dock at the cottage and looking out onto the lake. And in a still moment of the deep water, the sun hits the surface of the water and shows you your face. The reflection. So when we are in an emotional state, we create a reflection, or maybe a projection. And this projection has a great role in how we stay healthy. Because you see, the more acidic we become, the more stressed out we become, the more emotionally extreme we are, then the more acidic our body becomes. And you see, we reflect that onto our animals, and we don't even know it. When the dog can't sit still and he's wagging his tail and he's jumping around, or the cat's sitting there licking himself and chewing fur balls all the time. Stress, anxiety, where does it come from? Where do we take it and put it? And then we go and we say, well, the dog's sick or I'm sick. But we never really stop to understand why we're sick. What in our environment is making us not well? Because we look at sickness as, oh, the physical state. Oh, all the flu that's going around the world right now. Well, it's a mind trap. It's a separation. It keeps your higher self focused on the physical being, the container, the thing that's supposed to be running all the energy. Yes. And yet we don't turn around and look at all the rules and regulations that government puts into place. We don't look at the food quality that we buy in the grocery store. We don't even understand the impact that TV or hard, harsh sounds make. No. And yet we want to do better and we want to have a good life. And a lot of us do. But when you're too acidic, when you're too anxious, you pull your system out of balance. And then you go to the doctor. You say, hey, guess what? I'm sick. Or I fell and I broke my arm. And your doctor does what the doctor does. In his system of help, he tries to make you better. The vet, in his system of help, tries to make your animal better. But what is your system of help? Is it based on energy? Does it actually support the energetic flow of the harmonics of our environment, which are our primary life support system? Does that actually come into their conversation? Is it part of their education system? No. It is trying to be, yes. The new science of quantum mechanics and physics are forcing medicine to take another look. A long time ago, there's a science, I guess it's still active, it's called alchemy. It was the first form of, if you want to say, chemistry. Alchemy, you think it's the science of the wizard where he's trying to put toadstools and bat wings together and stirring up the pot. No. Maybe you think alchemy is the guy who's trying to make lead into gold. No. The foundations of alchemy was written a long time ago. And in the old books, a lot of words have been deliberately removed. Our language has been changed so that we don't actually see or understand what we read. And so the misperceptions, the misdirections and concepts have occurred to change and alter the original agenda of everything that human life was supposed to be. Alchemy. One of the basic principles of alchemy was to take and disassemble everything. That sounds like modern day science. Take everything apart. Yes, understand how it works. In alchemy, the second part of that rule is that you put it all back together again as one. Alchemy was originally a spiritual science, understanding that each one of us is part of a greater whole. And at some point, the science, the spellbinding, the words got changed. And instead of bringing humanity back together as a whole, instead of uniting all the natural things here on the earth, the magic of alchemy was shifted. And it continues the process of dissecting and taking us apart. Society, religion, color, whether you're a physical believer, a spiritual believer, whether you're Republican, Democrat, whether you love a dog or a cat, the backside of alchemy, the division of all that we are, moves us away from the foundations of actually being. Being. That's pretty magical. Because when you become one whole thing, you are in control of that space. And in that space, you can perform your own miracles. Take a breath. Think about my words. Don't forget, you're listening to Etheologic Radio. I'll be back. Still there. Oh, breathe deep. Just think, if you look at the social structure of mankind, how fractured we are. How many people can come together in a room and have the same opinion? That brings you to the first, oh, sorry, the third rule, law of motion. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Now, if you were a physicist, you'd say, oh, that only applies to the very basic motion, the things that are moving through our space. But in actuality, according to quantum physics, we're all moving. We're all these little particles, these vibrating pieces, little pieces of a greater whole, and we're vibrating. And so I believe the third law of motion actually applies. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And this actually translates into the alchemist rule of taking everything apart and putting it back together again. And in my understanding and theory of learning how to heal, or transform, I guess is maybe the better word, what I've learned is that there's more than one way of looking at the equal and opposite reaction. Because you see, when we're too acidic, we fall apart. The acid tears our body apart. It makes room for little things to grow in us that don't really need to be there. And the more we try to say, I'm going to kill it, I'm going to push it out, the weaker we actually become, because we are expending, putting motion towards pushing something away. And when we push it away, it moves in. It takes over. Fills up our space, and we don't fit there anymore. Yes. But what if we don't push it away? What if we just stay still? What if we say, hey, I see you. I know you're there. The only thing I'm going to do is work on my habitat for my energy body to live in. What if I just focus on balancing how energy flows through my body? What if there's a moment where you sit still every day? What if there's a moment where you and your pet sit still every day? Whether you can go outside and enjoy the wonderful fresh air, or maybe where you live it doesn't exist. Maybe you create a corner in your house. Have your fish, your plants, a quiet place, no computers, no cell phones. And here, just sit. And ask for your energy to pull inside of you. All the energy that you've spent talking to people and working and stressing and thinking. Let all your energy come back to you. And when you eat energy-based foods, whether they're raw or you've cooked them, at least they're better than what's in a box. Let them power you up. Keep you whole. You see, when there's an equal and opposite reaction in rebalancing the body, we start to see changes. Now, if you go, let's see, if I take my dog to the vet and he fixes a problem in the vet dog, the dog will come home and he'll say, hey, I feel really good. I'm good. I'm great to go. I feel better. And the same thing will happen if you have a horse that's lame and in the barn. The vet comes and says, okay, well, we'll do this and we'll give it a shot. And I want the blacksmith to change how we set the angles of the horse's feet. What we don't understand is we're not representing, respecting the dynamics of the third law of physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So by pushing towards the solution, by trying to make it happen, by making it better, we do make an improvement. But it might take, 2 months, 6 months, maybe a year. But you'll start to see a cascading effect happen in your animal. go back to the first law of physics. Sorry, I keep calling it the first law. It's the third law of motion. And understand that if, say, for a horse, you change the angle of his feet and his body is crooked, but you didn't change his body, the twists in his body will stay the same. And what you've done is you've changed the way he has to carry his weight. And so the weight will start to put pressure into joints that's not made to withstand. And then calcium starts to build up on those joints because, oh, homeostasis, the rebalancing system of the body says, hey, the weight's not going down the center of the bone to the foot. The bone has to have extra bone put on it so it can carry the weight of the body. And so homeostasis starts to make calcium so that the weight that's kind of going sideways down the outside edge of the bone instead of through the core, like a trunk of a tree, the body makes more calcium. And in doing so, it starts to set up a problem in the joint. We start to get these knobby joints. And then another problem starts happening. And another. And when you start to use a lot of drugs, whether it's for yourself or your pet, you start to see that, hey, parasites start to grow in your animal faster than once before. Maybe you only had to worm your dog once a year. And then it's you have to worm your dog or your cat every 6 months. And in some places, people are worming their animals every month because the acidic buildup in the body has become so great that the body can't rebalance itself. That's on an energy level. And when it can't rebalance, it becomes the home for parasites and disease. So maybe you should stop and think about what's going on. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You see, we play a direct role because we're the ones that start the action. And what's mirrored back to us is the opposite reaction. The opposite instead of what we desire. Now, is there a way of changing that? Oh, I think there is. But we have to actually change a little bit about the way we think. And all I can say is, as one person, I can offer you that. But I can't change the world. That's up to not just me, but all of us changing how we think. The mysteries of alchemy, the mysteries of life, bringing us into the reality of a whole world living in one state of peace. Take a breath. Sink down. Think about my words. Remember, you're listening to Easologic Radio. I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland, and I will be back in a few minutes. Hey, while you're there, think about emailing me at easologicradio@gmail.com. I'll be back in a minute. Balance. The science of balance. Science has been trying to create balance since the beginning of man. Yes. Oh, secrets, mysteries. Magic. Did you know you're a magician? You just don't know it. You are connected to everything in the universe. You may not be a person that understands what I'm speaking about, or you may have a deeper understanding. But when we look at the science we live with, we're starting to return back to thinking as one living thing. Sure, they talk about quarks and quirks and quantums, but we are starting to meditate, and we're starting to look at the electromagnetic field that shapes our bodies, the bodies of our pet. And so, when we start thinking about energy fields and connections, well, we start to come closer together. And when that happens, I think we become a unit. Now, when I do my job as a person that regenerates animals, I use the theory of quantum entanglement. Big words, huge concepts, easy to use. You see, entanglement says that we are all little particles, we're all connected, and when we think or can resonate at the same frequency, or we have the same emotional states, or maybe we're thinking the same things, we become these little units. Yeah, little units. Say you're a person that goes to church. Your congregation is a unit. If you're a person that works for a company and is very invested in the joy and pleasure that your work brings, that's a unit. And so, when we are in these units, we form dynamics. And that dynamics creates a powerful form of creative energy. Countries become units. Yes. If you looked at your body or your pet's body as if it was a country, think of the trillions and trillions of ideas that each one of us produces every second of the day. Just think of all the little cells in your pet's body, or maybe in your body. And if each cell was kind of like, a human thinking a thought, isn't it amazing that all the cells and organisms that make up the physical body of who you are have agreed to become entangled, to become one shape? They've come to an agreement to operate as you. Think about all the energy that is produced by all those little cells thinking in agreement about how to keep this shape of who you are working, being. And if they don't agree, well, that's okay. They disassemble. The energy particles move out. That cell may die. If enough cells die, guess what? You no longer have a physical form. And maybe your thoughts, well, maybe your emotional state, are nothing but an agreement of all the ideas that have been put together by the independent organisms that make up the body. And in entanglement, there's many different layers, levels, energy resources that all pull together or fracture. There is a saying, like is attracted to like. Here's an experiment you can do. Sit on your couch. Stand up. It doesn't matter. Just don't do this while you're driving the car. Close your eyes and breathe in. Just shut off. Be still. If the voices in your head won't be quiet, think about placing a mirror, an imaginary mirror, above your head. Take another mirror and place it in front of your forehead. Now, these are just imaginary. Yeah. Surround yourself with mirrors. And just pretend all the energy, doesn't matter what it is, all the thoughts, doesn't matter what they are. Let them radiate out from every cell of who you are. Let them go out into your energy field and let them hit the mirrors and let them bounce back. And sometimes, if you want to do a healing, you can do this with your animals. You can pretend your hand is a mirror and run it around, above, below your animal's energy field. Some of you will say, oh, I have to actually do it while I'm physically touching the dog or the horse or the cat. That's okay. But there's another series of energy fields. Some say there's 7. Some say there's 144. It doesn't matter what some say. Just have your own experience. Lift your hand up off the physical touch of your animal and move it. Maybe 1 inch, maybe 2 inches. Or if you're really brave, move it out maybe 2 feet and feel your energy fields around the dog, the horse, or the cat. And if your hand is a mirror, let it run through the field. And where you feel that it's hot, sit there. And let your hand, the mirror, reflect the heat back into the animal's body. While you do that, think of like is attracted to like. Like is attracted to like. Yes, the same thing likes itself. It becomes a unit. It becomes one. And so if there's a state of disease there, you're reflecting the image of that state of disease back onto itself. Cool concept. The disease might not like what it sees. The energy invasion may not like what it sees. Or it may be attracted to move out towards the mirror. Now, your mirror is not your hand. Your mirror is actually energy. An energy ball that you're radiating from the palm of your hand. And when you feel a tingle, close your hand, clap your hands, break the connection. Because at that moment, maybe you've helped yourself or your pet. You've allowed a corridor of energy, the entanglement of all thought, to move into a different space. Think about it. Reflecting yourself back to yourself. You can do this if you're a person that's under a lot of emotional stress. It'll help you to move into a new way of thinking. It'll disconnect all the things that you don't want to deal with. Think about it. Take a breath. Sink in. Remember, you're listening to Easologic Radio, and I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland. We'll be back in a minute. Have you tried mirroring yourself back to yourself? Have you thought about the idea of everything being connected? It's very powerful. See, it's the foundation of some really basic magic. And if you don't believe me, go on and look at Wikipedia. I think it was in 2000 or 2001, there was a Nobel Peace Prize awarded. Yes, and this Peace Prize was given to scientists who figured out what they call the Bose-Einstein condensate. Oh, that's that science stuff again. But the Bose-Einstein condensate was pretty cool, because it actually illustrates the rules of entanglement. It puts us all together as one. Stillness is required, not vibrations, not a lot of strength, not a lot of force. Stillness. So if you can be still emotionally, and if you can't, then understand that those are influences that are outside of you, trying to stir you up. So go and take your vitamin C pill. Yeah. Try a capsule of oil of oregano. As you see, sometimes those voices are also stirred up from within. What we think in our emotional reaction to situations, or maybe the words that other people say, are often driven by the collective agreement of, let's say, the fungus that's growing inside of you that releases a certain neurotoxin, or the parasite, like the tapeworm, who again drives how your body works by releasing a chemical signal that says you're always hungry and therefore you should always eat. And the more stressed you become, the more you should eat. And the more you eat, the more acidic you become. And the more acidic you become, the more likely you are to taking on disease. So, science backs up the experiences and the truth that I offer you. Science suggests that stillness, lining up particles of energy so that they hardly vibrate at all, changes a reality. It changes how we are. Maybe it moves you into a new dimension of being you. Maybe it offers clearing out all the debris, getting rid of all the junk, all the unnecessary clutter, the synthetics, the insulating properties of drugs. Maybe that's what it will do for you. Maybe it will bring peace and calm to the environment that you live in. And when that happens, your animals don't have to reflect all your anxiety and stress back to you. No, they can change. They become still. And their true essence, the personality of the intelligent natural dog, or the intelligent, amazing cat, or the wisdom of the horse, will start to show you a new path in life. It's some pretty cool stuff. Did you know that in science, the rules are broken every day? And yet the science that we are asked to adopt to keep ourselves healthy and safe is actually working in direct opposition to the science of quantum physics, and modern thinking about energy and technology. That science is not present in the life of people who are professionally taking care of animals. And it's not to blame the vet. And it's not to blame your doctor. It's just that the system hasn't said, hey, we are going to give this sector of people information. There's a group of people that says, this is our information. These are our laws of nature. And we're in agreement that nobody else should really have access to using them. So think about it. Stillness. Not adrenaline. Not how many games you can play and blow things up. Or you've gone out and run 10 miles. Or you've jumped a 6-foot fence with your horse. No. Not the adrenaline fix. The sitting down, cutting some space for yourself, and setting up an environment. Maybe getting rid of the little parasites in your body would be a first place to start. You see, oil of oregano will help with that. And it's really good as an antifungal. And vitamin C? Vitamin C does some pretty amazing things. Yes. And don't be afraid of overdosing on vitamin C or oil of oregano, because your body will tell you when you've had enough. In vitamin C, you can take vitamin C until your bowel movements get loose. And when that happens, you've reached your saturation point. Back off. Slow down. The same thing with oil of oregano. Back off. Slow down. When you're using any natural form of body nutrients, things that bring us back into balance, you can take it to the point where your body says, hey, I've had enough. Getting rid of it now. Too much. Just back off. Change your behavior patterns a little bit. Slow down. Hold space. There's a new discovery out there about slowing down. And it kind of brings me into multidimensional thinking. You know, we're taught in school that absolute freezing is minus 250 degrees Kelvin. That is the coldest they could ever make anything become. And recently, they've discovered a way of changing how to lower the temperature of these really small particles. Let's just say an atom. They figured out how to make the atom colder than it could possibly be, according to the science that we learned in school. And what happens is when they take several atoms and they get it below minus 250 degrees Kelvin, the atoms slow down how they vibrate and they don't shake anymore. And they come in together, they line up like strands. And then what happens is that they kind of merge together. And you know what? They don't produce any cold. They start to produce heat. They stop shaking. They become one. The entanglement says, come together and have a like thought. And they produce heat. And this signals to us that we can shift into a new way of thinking, a new domain. Be still. Take your vitamin C and your oil of oregano. And don't be afraid of sharing it with your pet. This is Isologic Radio, and I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland. And I'll be chatting with you next time. Safe space for me. I'll be back.